Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone-Magura. Thank you, member supporters. Today, we're taking a look at the fascinating French composer Maurice Ravel, and listening to some of his striking art song compositions, which typically demand a high level of technical ability from the pianist as well as the singer. When compared to some of the earlier French composers, like Ravel's former teacher Fauré and friend Debussy, Ravel's total number of songs is quite small. With only roughly 40 songs to his credit, we will hear excerpts from at least 16 today, but virtually all are worthy of attention. And all are full of rich harmonies, beautiful melodic writing, refinement, and natural declamation of the French poetry. So let's begin with Un Grand Sommet Noir, one of Ravel's first pieces composed in 1895. Performing here is a singer many maintain is the natural successor to famed baritone Gérard Souzay. It's French baritone François Leroux and pianist Pascal Roger. That melody will be followed by another early composition, Sainte, which is quite impressionistic in style. Sainte is performed by bass baritone Laurent Nahori, who happens to be married to famed French soprano Nathalie Dessay. He performs here with American pianist David Abramovitz. And finally in this segment, we'll hear one of Ravel's deux épigrammes entitled Anne Jouant de l'Espinette, performed by an iconic English collaborative duo, soprano Maggie Tate and pianist Gerald Moore.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, and Maurice Ravel is the composer du jour. In this segment, we will hear two of the three songs for voice and orchestra from Ravel's Scheherazade. We begin with Asie, Asia, where we will hear French mezzo-soprano Marianne Crebassa with Turkish pianist Fazil Say. The song is better when heard with orchestra, as intended, but Krabasa's voice is so enchanting I couldn't resist. For a little diversity, we'll shift singers for the second song, La Flûte Enchantée, and we will hear this song with orchestra as sung by Swedish mezzo-soprano Anne-Sophie von Otter and conducted by French composer and conductor Pierre Boulez.
Vieux pays merveilleux des contes.
Singing in Other Sins celebrates Maurice Ravel, who incidentally was born March 7, 1875. So happy birthday, Ravel. We now turn to Great Winds from Abroad, Les Grands Vents Venus d'Outre-mer, composed in 1907. Here, we have the considerable talents of baritone Gerald Finley and pianist Julius Drake to entertain us. From there, we'll turn to one of the great icons to come out of France, mezzo-soprano Régine Crespin, performing one of Ravel's Histoire naturelle. This series of five songs were prose texts set by Jules Renard, and the declamation is quite unique in terms of the French. Among the five songs that exists, today we'll hear the lyrical song Le Cygne, The Swan, and finally in this segment, we'll hear English soprano Carolyn Sampson and pianist Joseph Middleton perform Sur l'Herbe, On the Grass, Ravel's only setting of the great poet Paul Verlaine. Ravel writes of this last song, "In this piece, the impression must be given that one is almost not singing. A bit of preciosity is found there, which is indicated moreover by the text and the music."
Ooh. Et peut-être qu'il mourra victime de cette illusion avant d'attraper un seul morceau de nuage. Mais qu'est-ce que je dis? Chaque fois qu'il plonge, il fouille du bec la vase nourrissante et ramène un verre. Il engraisse comme une oie.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins, celebration of French composer Maurice Ravel. We now turn to a well-known name in classical singing, Italian coloratura mezzo-soprano Cecilia Bartoli, performing with pianist Myung-Hun Chung, a pianist from South Korea, who was a student of another great French composer, Olivier Messiaen. They will present one of my personal favorites from Ravel, the Kaddish from his Deux Mélodies Hébraïques. This hymn of praise, intended to magnify the name of God, is a prayer in the Jewish faith and recited after a beloved one's passing. We'll then listen to the second song from Deux Mélodies Hébraïques, a Yiddish folk poem known in French as L'Enigme Éternelle, The Eternal Enigma. Canadian mezzo-soprano Catherine Robin performs with Canadian pianist André Laplante, a musician often associated with the music of Ravel.
Shemir Rabbah, Be'u
Ravel's Nicolette is our next song, and for that we turn to the talents of Jewish-American mezzo-soprano Jenny Turrell. Turrell, a striking performer, later went on to teach and mentor many great artists, like a voice teacher I had the pleasure of studying with briefly, Lorraine Newbar, who today heads the Juilliard School's pre-college division, and Barbara Hendricks, a soprano who has enjoyed international success and acclaim. Following Turrell, we'll hear another mezzo, French singer Claire Brua, with pianist David Abramovitz performing Ravel's Rêve, Dreams. This was one of his last melodies composed in 1927. In our last segment, we turn to Ravel's last art song composition written in 1932 for a film about the chivalrous and noble figure Don Quixote, though it should be noted that due to a delay with Ravel's composition, the director chose to go with another composer, Jacques Ibert's music, instead. Ravel's version is of course meant for a baritone, Don Quixote Halluciné, which consists of three songs, Chanson Romanesque, Chanson Équipe, and Chanson à boire. We'll listen to the orchestrated version with none other than famed French baritone Gérard Souzet.
Si vous me disiez que la terre à ton tourné vous offensa, je lui dépêcherai, pensa. Vous la verriez fixer cette terre. Si vous me disiez que l'ennui vous vient du ciel tromperie d'astre, déchirant le divin cadastre, je faucherai d'un coup la nuit. Vous me disiez que l'espace ainsi vidé ne vous plaît point, chevalier Dieu, la lance au poing, j'étoilerai le vent qui passe. Mais si vous disiez que mon sang est plus à moi qu'à vous, madame, je blêmirai dessous le blâme. Et je mourrai vous bénissant.
Le seul but où je fais droit lorsque j'ai
lorsque j'ai bu. Ha 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 la ha ha la 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 la. Du jaloux, brune maîtresse, qui jacque, qui pleure et fait serment d'être toujours sa pâle amant, qui met de l'eau dans son ivresse. Je bois à la joie. La joie est le seul but où je vais droit. Lorsque j'ai bu, ha 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 la ha 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 la 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 la.
I hope you enjoyed today's celebration of Maurice Ravel and his variety of mélodies. Ravel, never satisfied with his compositional writing aesthetic, once wrote, "I've never been a slave to any one style of writing," and I think that was evident today as we listened to the range of his artistic expression. I'll leave you today with soprano Jessie Norman singing Ravel's Vocalise étude en forme de habanera, a study exercise for the voice inspired by the habanera, composed in 1907. She sings here with pianist Jeffrey Parsons. Enjoy. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura, and I'll see you on a future Singing and Other Sins. Aloha. Oh.